来和弟兄姊妹见面和交通。
Thank the Lord that I have the opportunity today to come and fellowship with brothers and sisters in the Lord.
刚才那宋弟兄介绍的时候，我听了就很害怕。
As Brother Song, Uncle Song was introducing, my heart began to flutter.
因为我并不像宋弟兄所说的那样子有恩赐。
I did not feel that I had the gifts that Uncle Song was giving to me.
虽然我在学校时候，主就呼召我要我来服侍他。
Although the Lord called me while I was in school into full-time ministry.
并且在台湾也服侍很多年。
And spending many years in Taiwan in full-time ministry.
但是我总是觉得我的恩赐不是在话语方面。
I've always felt that my gift is not one of communication.
我总觉得好像是应该在教会里面做一点事务上事情，和弟兄姊妹一同来服侍。
I've always felt that my gift perhaps was more in the administrative part of the church and working with brothers and sisters in the church.
但是不知道主为了什么缘故，他一直好像。总是要这个没有离开那个在话语上来服侍。
But a reason unbeknownst to me, the Lord has continued to call me into a pulpit ministry preaching the word of God.
所以每一次为主讲话的时候，我都是很害怕。
So every time that I stand to speak for the Lord, I become scared.
并且也是我有一个很重的担子。
And I suddenly have a very heavy burden.
所以所表现出来的那个结果是很不好。
And the result oftentimes is not very good.
但是主既然这样带领我，那我就只好顺服。
But since the Lord has been leading in this direction, we should be
okay. 就是在话语上也学着来服侍主。
And in the area of communication, I've learned to serve the Lord.
说到那个服侍的那个果效，并没有什么果效。
Actually, if you want to speak of any fruits of the ministry, actually there is not a whole lot.
不过就喜欢和弟兄姊妹在一起交通里头就觉得很高兴就是了。
And actually, I feel a very deep sense of joy just having the opportunity of fellowshiping with you.
那这一次弟兄们要我讲一点关于信心的操练。
This time, you've asked me to speak a little bit about the cultivating of faith.
因为我也没有很多的时间来准备。
Because I did not have a whole lot of time in the preparation of this.
所以这个不一定能够讲得是那里完全。
Probably I will not be able to cover it at a very wide scope.
我照着我所知道的，我所领会的，就交通给弟兄姊妹就是了。
But I would be more than willing to share with you what I know and what I've felt in my own.
那今天晚上我们讲一点关于这个信心的概论。
Tonight we would like to look at faith and the meaning of faith.
换句话说，就是各方面都讲一点。
In other words, we'll touch on everything.
很可能这个所需要讲的太多。
Actually, I'm afraid that what needs to be said is too much.
就没有办法那个每一点都讲得很详细。
And each point cannot be labored over.
可能就是这样点一点就是了。
Only able to touch on them very lightly.
那么我们先读几处的圣经。
I would like first, though, to read several passages.
关于圣经，我们需要读的圣经呢，也是很多很多。
Actually, the passages that we'll be reading are very numerous.
不过为了时间呢，我只能够选几节读一下。
But for the sake of time, I will only pick several different passages to read.
请我们先读旧约哈巴谷书。
If you will first turn with me to in the Old Testament, the book of Habakkuk.
Habakkuk 第二章。
The second chapter of Habakkuk.
第四节末了一句。
The last section of verse 4 of chapter 2.
为义人因信得生。
But the just shall live by his faith.
关于这一节圣经啊，在新约里面引过三次。
Actually, this portion of scripture was used in the New Testament 3 times.
这三次都是来解释这一处的圣经。
And all 3 times was an attempt to explain this passage.
那么有一处是在这罗马书第一章。
The first place that it is mentioned is in the first chapter of Romans.
那里说，为义人因信得生。
There it is written that the just shall live by faith alone.
就是神的义是得借着信归给或者借着信以至于信。
That the righteousness of God is given from faith to faith.
然后就说义人因信得生。
And then it says that the just shall live by faith.
那么再有一处就是在加拉太书第三章。
The other
Galatai.
Galatian. The other passage is in Galatians.
第三章。
In the third chapter.
那里也提到义人因信得生。
There it also mentions that the faith, the righteous shall live by faith alone.
从第二章一直读下来的话呢，特别指到我们生活方面说呢。
And if you start from the second chapter, there's a detailed account of how we should live by faith.
那么第三处就是在希伯来书第十章。
And then the third account is in the letter to the Hebrews, the 10th chapter.
那里末了也说到义人因信得生。
And there it also says that the righteous shall live by faith.
那一处是重在那个得胜，因着信心而得胜。
And there it emphasizes the fact that it's through faith that we have victory.
过一会儿我们还要提到这些事。
In a while we will mention those.
那么在我们再读加拉太书第二章好不好？
If we will turn to Galatians the second chapter.
第二十节。
In the second chapter, we'll be reading from the 20th verse.
大家一起来读好不好？
Shall we read it together?
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。那么这一节圣经啊是很有名的一节圣经。
This verse is a very famous verse.
这一节圣经特别说到我们的生活。
This verse particularly pays attention to our life.
他先说到我已经与基督同钉十字架。
First talks about that I'm crucified with Christ.
这是我们的生活的根基。
This is the foundation of our life.
这现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
That nevertheless that I live, but not that I live, but that Christ lives in me.
这是我们生活的一种的表现。
This is the way that we are to live our life.
并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。
That even though I live in the faith, in the flesh, I live by faith in Jesus.
这就是他生活的一种的原则或者一种的方法。
This is the principle of life and the foundation of life.
这里说到他在肉身活到是因信神的儿子而活。
That we live by faith in the Son of God.
这里信神的儿子，特别重在那个信靠。
And here, when it speaks of faith, particular emphasis is leaning upon.
这依靠神的儿子而活。
To rely upon the Son of God.
他不是依靠自己聪明和智慧。
Not relying on our own intelligence or our own.
也不是依靠自己能力。
Or our own abilities.
他乃是依靠神的儿子而活。
but relying solely on the Son of God.
他这位神的儿子爱我们。
This Son of God loved us.
为我们舍己。
And died for us.
也可以说这个舍己啊，也可以说是给，把他给了我们。
And you can actually say that in his life he gave, he gave his life to us.
我们知道主耶稣是非常丰富的。
We know that in Jesus Christ there are many riches.
他把他自己给了我们。
He gave himself.
就把一切所有都给了我们。
He gave everything he had to us.
所以我们可以在生活里面来依靠他。
So in our life we can rely upon him.
我们在各方面都依靠他。
In every facet of our life.
他能供应我们所有的需要。
And he can fulfill our every need.
这个或者在这里啊，我再稍微多说一点。
Here, perhaps I should say just a little.
啊，信神的儿子而活呢，还有的人呢，把它翻作是因着神儿子的信心活着。
Here, some people actually translate this that we live by the faith of the Son of God.
不是神儿子的信心而活着，啊，是因着神儿子的信心，叫主耶稣的信心。
That we are living the faith that the Son of God had.
啊，这个我们的信心，那、啊、主耶稣的信心。
That our faith is the faith of Jesus Christ.
啊，就是我们活着是因着主耶稣的信心而活着。
That we are living with the faith of Jesus Christ.
过一会儿我要讲到这件事。
In a while, I will mention this further.
那我们再读一处圣经，在罗马书第十章。
We will turn to Romans the 10th chapter.
第十七节。
Starting with the 17th verse.
好，一起。可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。啊，这里说到我们信心，我们信道，信心是从听道来的。
Here it speaks of that our faith cometh from hearing.
我们听道是从基督的话来的。
And hearing by the word of God.
那么这样子说上去呢，那就那个信心呢，乃是从基督的话来的。
And thus we can say that our faith comes from the words of Jesus Christ.
那我们再读末了一处。
Then one more passage.
希伯来书第十二章。
Reading from the 12th chapter of Hebrews.
第二节
Hebrews the 12th chapter verse 2
这是头一句
The first sentence
好一起读好吧仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣那这位主耶稣他是我们信心的创始者
Here we read that Jesus is the author of our faith
他也是成全我们的信心的一位
He is also the finisher of our faith
那我们圣经就读到就读得许多
Our scripture will.
其中有好多的圣经节我们没有读。
Actually, there are many different passages.
我讲的时候呢，我会提起来的。
But as I speak, I will bring them.
我就把你们当作圣经比较熟一点。
I will just assume that you know your Bible.
所以我就这个不会我再打开圣经来读。
So I will not open the Bible again to read.
盼望弟兄姊妹能记得。
Hope that the brothers and sisters
也能够想起那个我所那个我所讲的那个圣经是在什么地方。
Can recall where the scriptures recorded.
刚才我们所读的哈巴谷书第二章。
Just a minute ago when we were reading from Habakkuk.
那哈巴谷先知就告诉我们说，为义人因信得生。
We read there Habakkuk tells us that man shall live by faith alone.
他说这话的时候。
When he said these things,
那在他那个四围的环境啊是非常艰难的时候。
Actually, his surroundings at that time were very difficult.
那时候以色列人他们落在那个失败荒凉的光景里面。
Actually, at that time, the Israelites were living in a defeated.
神借着先知们一再的警告他们。
The Lord using the prophets to warn them over and over.
但是他们终究是没有悔改。
Telling them that they had not repented.
所以神就借着哈巴谷先知告诉他们说。
So the Lord, using the prophet Habakkuk, told them.
神要管教他们。
That the Lord will discipline.
神要惩治他们。
That the Lord will control them.
神要兴起加勒底的人来。
And that the Lord will raise up the Chaldeans.
来攻击他们，杀害他们，并且掳掠他们。
To attack them and to destroy them.
那就是那个时候是他们那个光景最危险的时候。
It was at that time that their atmosphere was most dangerous.
并且他们国家的那在他们国家的情形呢，也是都是很非常的荒凉。
And at that time, there was great famine in Israel.
那么所出产的也都是都没有什么出产。
And nothing was planted or harvested.
就是像哈巴谷书第三章里所说的，葡萄树也不开花，无花果树也不结果。
Just as there in Habakkuk 3, it talks about the vine will, the grapes will not grow.
所以你读哈巴谷书的时候，你就看见那时候以色列人犹大的光景啊，是非常的荒凉，非常的危险，也是非常的可怕。
So if you read Habakkuk, you will notice that the lifestyle and the time there was a sorry time where there was not a whole lot of hope.
哈巴谷就是在这样的情形当中对着神的百姓来说预言。
And it was under these situations that the prophet Habakkuk came to.
但是你读到圣经末了的时候，你读到这个哈巴谷书末了的时候，
but if you read to the end of Habakkuk,
你就看见它里头真是虽然是环境是那里不好啊。
That even though the situation was so dismal,
但是他里面却是充满了喜乐。
Yet inside he was filled with.
他是满了力量。
He was full of strength.
为什么在那样光景当中呢？他所表现情形是恰好相反呢？
How can it be that Habakkuk in that situation can behave?
这就是他所告诉我们的那个原因。
And it was because of the reason that he.
他说：“义人乃必因信得生。”
That the just shall live by his faith.
他不是因着外面的环境而活，因着外面的环境而活的。
We don't rely on the surroundings around us.
他也不是因着这个自己的感觉而活的。
No, nor do we rely on our feelings to live.
他乃是活在信心的里面。
But we live by faith.
借着信心，他看见了神。
Through faith we see Christ.
他认识了神。
Through faith we know God.
他就活在那神的里面。
And we live in God.
所以他所表现的光景啊。
So the atmosphere that he
described 和外面的环境和外面的情形完全不一样。
Quite different from the surrounding atmosphere.
在新约里头就用三处圣经来解释这一件事。
So in the New Testament we have three different accounts of this.
我们刚才提过头一处是在罗马书第一章。
The first one was there in the first chapter of Romans.
罗马书头一章给我们看见那个神的福音。
There we see the gospel of Christ.
也告诉我们说，神的福音怎样的临到我们的身上。
And how the gospel of Christ came.
无论是犹太人，无论是外邦人。
Whether it be Jew or Gentile.
因到福音，我们都被神称义。
Through Christ we are one.
他说到神的义啊，是归给这个那些信的人。
That the righteousness of God are given to them.
他说那个神的义是本于信，依据于信。
That it is real, revealed from faith.
这话是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning?
就是说那个神的义啊，是因着我们相信的缘故而归给那些相信的人。
That the righteousness of God is given to us because of our faith.
然后他就说到义人因信得生。
That then it goes on to speak that the.
虽然我们的光景是不像样子。
Perhaps our situation or atmosphere isn't good.
特别在罗马书第一章那个后面一段。
Especially at the latter part of the first chapter.
说到那个世人所显出的样子，所显出的光景啊。
Portraying the dismal of the atmosphere surroundings.
是，那是充满了各种各样的罪恶。
Full of sin.
像人这样的败坏。
The fallenness of man.
人怎么能够得到拯救呢？
How can man be saved?
那就给我们看见，这是引导神的福音。
We can see that it is through the gospel of Jesus. 引
导主耶稣为我们承引了这个福音。
That Jesus Christ has carried the.
为我承引了，承过了这个救恩呢。
And he has also gained victory.
他在十字架上为我们流血，为我们舍命。
He died on the cross and gave his life for.
他在十字架上为我们受了审判。
He on the cross.Endured our judgment.
因着他所流的血，我们所有的罪都得了赦免。
And because of the blood that he shed, all our sins are.
那神不仅是那个赦免我们的罪。
Not only can Christ forgive us, that also we will see the righteousness. If all we know is that God, Christ, forgave us. Indeed, this is a very tremendous that God has forgiven all our sins. He not only has forgiven us, His blood has cleansed us to the point that we are whiter. Even the traces of sin are gone. This is what Christ did for us on the cross. But the gospel of Christ does not stop. He not only forgave us, cleansed our unrighteousness. He also considered us righteous. Do you know what it means?
意义就是说，就是对的。
Righteousness.
你是对的。
You are right.
你是好的。
You are good.
你是完全的。
You are whole.
你是美丽的。
You are beautiful.
你是完全的合乎神心意的。
You are in total conformity to God's will.
这个就是义。
This is righteousness.
你能够相信吗？
Can you believe it?
我们受着赦免, 我们已经很不错了。
If our sins are forgiven, I think we'd pretty well off.
那这是出我们意料之外。
This would be above our expectations. God has forgiven us.
但是他不仅是赦免我们的罪。
He not only has forgiven us,
并且说我们是好的。
He says we are
是完全的。
We are full.
是合乎神心意的。
We are in accordance to God's desire.
弟兄姊妹, 你想想看, 可能不可能。
Do you think that's possible?
在我们的观念里面呢,
in our thought,
绝对不可能的,
we would probably think that
不要说我们以往的光景,
not only to mention what has been in the past,
那样的不像样子,
the fallenness
of,
even after we received grace,
我们还常常都失败,
we still have
weakness,
we have our weaknesses.
每一次失败的时候,
every time we fail, we hate ourselves. How can I fail again? But even though it's like this, we still continue to fail. We continue to fail. We disobey. And actually, our lot doesn't lot.
神怎么能够说我们是对的呢?
How can God say that we're right?
怎么能够说我们是完全的呢?
How can He say that we're complete?
怎么能够说我们是他所喜悦的呢?
How can He say that we are His beloved?
怎么能够说我们是合乎他心意的人心意的呢?
How can He say that we are following His word?
这简直我们信都没，我们信不来的。
We can hardly believe.
弟兄姊妹，虽然我们信不来。
Brothers and sisters, even though we,
但是主的话确实这样告诉了我们,
this is in fact what the word,
他说神的义,
the righteousness,
是本于信,
is by faith,
以至于信,
and revealed,
因着你相信的缘故,
and because you believe,
神的义就归在你的身上,
the righteousness of God is,
不是我们的义,
not our righteousness,
不是我们的完全,
not our complete,
也不是我们的好处,
not our goodness,
乃是那个神的义,
but rather the righteousness, His righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道神的义。
Brothers and sisters, we know the righteousness.
还是知道我们主耶稣基督说的。
Is what the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主耶稣实在是那里完全。
The Lord Jesus Christ.
实在是那里美丽。
He is indeed that.
实在是毫无瑕疵。
He indeed is without,
完全合乎神的心意,
and in total accordance to God.
每一次神看见他儿子的时候,
every time God saw His Son,
神的心就充满了喜乐,
the heart of God was filled with joy.
我常常喜欢讲这句话,
I often like to say,
就是有的时候神看见他儿子,
at times when God,
那个神的心, 神的心呢, 那个喜乐的, 喜乐到一个地步啊, 忍受不住了。
That the joyfulness of God in seeing His Son was beyond the point of control.
甚至从天上啊，咋大声咋喊起来。
And that from heaven with a loud voice.
这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved Son who I'm well with.
你看看喊声音那么大， 旁边都听见了。
And even though it was so noisy, they still.
为什么他这样说？
Why did he say that?
因为神的心太欢喜了。
Because God found favor.
他每一次看到儿子的时候啊，
Every time he saw
him, 那真是喜乐得不得了。
He was overfilled with joy.
看着儿子身上所显出的美丽。
The beauty that Jesus Christ revealed.
那里完全。
The fullness.
那时候神的心呢，真是完全开起来了。
And then the heart of God was open.
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved.
是我所喜悦的。
In whom I am.
神所有的喜悦都在他的身上。
The pleasingness of God is put on Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们因着信主耶稣的缘故。
Because of our faith in Jesus,
不仅是主耶稣的血洗净了我们的罪，
not only has the blood of Christ,
我们遇到相信主耶稣，
we have to believe in
Jesus, 我们就和主耶稣有了联合，
we are connected to Jesus,
我们在主耶稣里面，
we are in Jesus Christ,
主耶稣也在我们里面，
Jesus Christ,
我们和主耶稣，主耶稣和我们联合在一起了，
and we together with Christ,
加拉太书也告诉我们说，
In Galatians, it tells us.
我们应当相信主耶稣，我们就成了神的儿子。
That if we believe in God, we then become the sons of God.
我们应当受洗归入了主耶稣。
And that through baptism, we are considered.
我们都是披戴主耶稣了。
And that we are covered with Jesus.
你知道什么叫披戴主耶稣吗？
Do you know what it means to be covered with Jesus?
就是把主耶稣穿在我们身上了。
That is to put Jesus Christ on.
我们应当这样受洗归入主耶稣里面。我们应当受洗归到主耶稣里面。
That through baptism we are immersed into Jesus.
我们都穿上了主耶稣基督。
We all have the clothing of Jesus.
就好像那个约瑟小时候，他父亲给他买个彩衣，他穿在身上一样。
Just like Joseph in the Old Testament when he was wearing the robe that Jacob gave.
我们也都穿上了这个彩衣。
We have all put on this colorful.
这个彩衣啊是什么呢？
What is this colorful?
是我们的主耶稣基督。
It is Jesus Christ.
他是不是完全的？
Is he complete?
他是不是美丽的？
Is he beautiful?
他是不是没有瑕疵的？
Is he without fault?
他是不是神所喜悦的？
Is he pleasing to
God? 我们知道实在是这样。
We know that it is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
oh, brother,
每一次我们来到神的面前，
Every time we come to him,
我们亲近他的时候，
As we draw near to him,
他在我们身上所看见不是你不是我那个老样子，
He does not see our old self,
他在我们身上所看见的乃是我们身上所披戴的主耶稣，
But what he sees is Jesus Christ.
他一看见你我的时候，
as soon as he sees you,
他心里真是喜乐得不得了，
he is filled with joy.
所以我们从前有一首诗歌呀，
so before we used to have a hymn,
他说我敬神进得不能再进了。
That I have entered Christ to the point where I cannot go in any further.
他说我和神相近，近到个地步不能够再相近了。
That I'm so close to God that I can't get any closer.
那他又说到神既爱我，爱到如此，不能再相爱了。
That God has loved us to the very end.
神爱我到个地步啊。
That God has loved us,
就不能够再加上一点爱了。
That He cannot even give any.
把他所有的爱都已经爱到我身上来了。
He's given all of His love.
弟兄姊妹，为什么缘故？
Why is that? Brother?
因为他在我们身上所看见的不是你我的样子。
Because He does not see you and I.
乃是看见了他的儿子。
But rather He's seen His.
所以他的儿子就是他所最爱的。
So his son is the one.
是他所最宝贵的。
It's His most precious.
说，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers,
每一次我们来到神的面前，
every time we come before
God, 每一次神看见我们的时候，
every time God sees us,
神都是那喜悦，
God is always,
像喜悦他儿子一样，
just as he's,
神都是那爱我们，
Jesus loves us, God
像爱他的儿子一样，
just as he loves his
son. 所以我们实在感谢我们不仅是亲近他，
We can not only come close,
他也是那样喜悦我们。
He also loves us.
好像父母亲喜欢自己孩子一样。
Just like a mother, parents love
their children. 弟兄姊妹，何等大的恩典！
What a beautiful blessing.
不是因为我们有什么好处。
Not that we have anything.
也不是因为我们有好的行为。
Not because of good behavior.
也不是因为我们对神的热心。
Not because of our zealousness.
神这样的爱我们。
But God loves us.
这样的恩待我们。
blessed us.
乃是因我们相信主耶稣。
Because we believed in Jesus.
相信主耶稣。
Believed in Jesus.
我们就能那样活在神的面前。
We are able to live.
能够讨神的喜欢呢。
We may seek the favor.
这是那个神的恩典。
This is the blessing.
不仅是我们得救，我们这个是应当相信主耶稣。
Not only are we saved because of our faith.
我们能够来到神的面前，能够亲近他，需要相信主耶稣。
We also are able to come into the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生活也是这样。
Our life is like this.
我们能得救之后，我们生活的原则。
The principles of our life after we are converted.
就是那个信心的原则。
Is a principle based on.
不是我们努力。
Not out of our own.
不是我们的我们的作为。
Not out of our own.
乃是相信主耶稣基督。
But because of belief.
这是我们生活的原则。
This is our principle.
那以往为什么你的生活多少的失败？
And even though in the past you might have many failures.
就是因为你是借靠着信心入门的。
But because you came in through the door.
但是现在呢，你要靠着你的行为来成全。
But now.You must through your works.
你要自己做好。
Fulfill your faith.
你要自己来讨神的喜欢。
You have to seek God's faith.
你要怎样有怎样能够胜过罪。
You have to defeat.
你要怎样活出一个那个美丽的生活来。
You have to live a beautiful life.
当你这样去做的时候啊。
When you do this.
你是依靠你自己。
You are relying.
依靠你的励志。
You are relying on your own.
依靠你的努力。
Relying on your own.
难怪我们一再的失败。
No wonder we fail.
就像保罗在罗马七章里头一样。
Just as Paul records there.
像这样一个伟大的保罗呀。
Here this famous Paul.
当他在那里自己立志行善的时候啊。
And as he desired to do.
尚且由不得他。
Yet he was unable.
一再的落在失败里面。
Failing over and over.
何况我们这许多人呢？
How about us?
那我应该怎样的生活？
How can we then live?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的生活乃是应当信神儿子而活。
We must live by faith in Jesus Christ.
是依靠主耶稣基督。
Relying on Jesus.
是借着我们的信心。
Relying on our.
我们这样依靠主耶稣的时候啊。
As we rely on Jesus.
自然而然就有得胜的生活。
Naturally, we have.
一个荣耀的生活。
A glorifying life.
从上表现出来了。
Radiating.
所以我们生活的原则也是应当信心。
So the principle of our life.
那我们得胜怎么样呢？
How do we gain victory?
我们怎样能够胜过罪？
How can we defeat?
我们怎样能够胜过我们的肉体？
How can we overcome?
我们怎样能够胜过我们的血气？
How can we overcome our?
我们怎样能够胜过在环境上面那些难处？
How can we overcome the pressures of our?
能够胜过在环境那么大的那么多的压力？
How can we overcome the big?
弟兄姊妹，也是一条心。
Ladies and gentlemen, it's because.
这希伯来书就告诉我们说。
In Hebrews it tells.
他一生一人凭信得胜啊。
That we through faith.
那时候，那个希伯来的信徒，希伯来弟兄姊妹们。
There in Hebrews, the Hebrew believers.
他们正是落在那个艰难和困苦的里面。
They were living in a hard society.
那个长期的艰难呢，使他们的那个信心都摇动了。
To a point where their faith was shaken.
长久在压力之下。
Under intense pressure.
长久在困苦当中啊。
Under intense persecution,
他们不仅是在属灵道路上停留下来了，
not only had they come to a standstill on,
不再那个向前去，
no longer moving forward,
那并且他们有好多人在那失败，在那退后，
they had many that were falling back.
保罗就给他们那个使徒就给他看，就给他们看见。
The writer then tells.
在这样难处当中，他们怎样才能够站立得住呢？
How can they stand up in these situations?
他们怎样能够才能够得胜呢？
How can they gain victory?
第十章就告诉我们说，他一人凭信得胜。
There in the 12th chapter, as it talks that we will live by faith.
我们能够胜过环境的难处。
We will be able to overcome our.
能够胜过在生活上的压力。
The pressures of our society.
也不是靠着我们的挣扎和努力。
Not relying on our efforts.
乃是应当相信主耶稣基督。
But because we believe.
是你看见那个信心乃是我们生活的原则。
So you can see that faith is the very foundation.
我们得救是应当相信主耶稣。
Our salvation is because of our faith.
我们的生活是应当相信主耶稣。
Our life is because we rely on.
就是我们得胜也是应当相信主耶稣基督。
Our conversion is because we believe.
所以信心是何等重要的一件事。
So you can see faith is such an important.
并且在希伯来书第十一章也告诉我们说。
There in the 11th chapter of Hebrew tells us.
他说人非有信就不能讨神的喜欢。
That if you are not.If you are without faith, you will not please.
弟兄姊妹，不要说我们的生活若是不是依靠主耶稣的话，我们没有办法有个很好的生活。
Do not get me wrong. I'm not saying that without God we will not have a good life.
我们不能够过一个得胜的生活。
But we cannot have a victorious life.
就是你靠着你自己能够得胜了。
Even relying on yourself, you could gain victory.
仍然是不能讨神的喜欢。
But you will not be able to please God.
为了什么缘故？
Why?
他告诉我说，人非有信。
That man, it tells us that man must.
你若不是活在信心的里面，
if you are not living in,
你就不能够讨得神的喜欢。
You will not gain the pleasure of God.
所以我们生活的原则是应当信。
So the principle of our life.
我们得蒙神的喜悦也是应当信心。
Through faith, we are pleasing to God.
弟兄姊妹，什么是信心呢？
Brothers and sisters, what is
信心就是我们尊敬神。
Faith is that we respect God.
信心就是我们荣耀神。
That we glorify God.
所以，当我们这样尊敬他，
that as we respect God.
我们这样荣耀他，
and as we glorify God.
所以神能够就得到神的喜悦。
We are pleasing in God.
你看那个以色列人呢？
If you look at the Israelites,
他们从埃及从埃及出来的时候。
As they were leaving Egypt.
当他们还没有出埃及。
Just before they left Egypt.
那个时候他们曾经看见那个摩西所行的那个神那个这个摩西那个借着神所行的那个十大神迹。
They were able to see the plagues that Moses did through the hand of God.
那么这些事情他们都听见都亲眼看过看见了。
They saw these and they believed.
所以他们的信心在增加起来了。
So their faith was increased.
然后到最末了的时候。
But then when the trial.
他们哎呀实在相信神。
Oh, they believed.
我们的神实在是了不起的神。
Oh, we have a great God.
全所有埃及的长子都在死掉了。
Even when all the Egyptian elders were killed,
只有以色列家他们能够存活。
Only the Israelites survived.
到那个时候，法老啊也征服也折服下来了。
And at that time, Pharaoh gave up.
就容许以色列人从埃及出去。
Allowing the Israelites to leave Egypt.
不再做他们奴隶。
No longer to serve.
所以他们看见神实在显出了那个奇妙的作为。
And saw the greatness that they displayed.
那个显出了神大能的膀臂。
We saw the great hand of God.
所以他们真是相信神。
So they believed in God.
你看见他们应当这样相信神的缘故呢？
And because of their faith in God.
他们所显出来是何等的刚强。
They were portrayed as being a strong.
何等有力量。
Great strength.
当他们从埃及出来的时候。
And as they came out of Egypt.
虽然这一班人没有受过什么训练。
Even though they had not received
any, 有年纪大的，有年纪小的。
They were young and old.
然后各种各样的人都有了。
Every time.
一两百万人。
There were over.
一两百万。
20,000 people.
那么当他们从埃及出来的时候啊。
And as they came out.
他们就像耶和华的军队一样。
And they came as Jehovah's army.
那刚强有力量。
With strength and courage.
一埃及人没有一个人敢拦住他们的。
And not one Egyptian dared to detain them.
不要说人不敢这样拦住他们。
Not only don't even mention that man wouldn't detain them.
那不敢这样说什么话。
They didn't even dare utter a word.
连埃及的狗啊都不敢摇舌头的。
Even the Egyptian dogs would not even make a sound.
你看他们的影响是多大。
You see their great influence.
弟兄姊妹，他们从来没有受过训练。
They never received training.
为什么他们有那么大的影响力呢？
How can they have such a great influence?
就是因为他们相信神。
It's because they believe.
所以他们就要刚强，满有力量。
So they were able to stand strong.
那像这样一般的以色列，像这样也算上这样的一般人呢？
We are like these kind of people.
他们开头说是那么好。
Their beginning was so good.
那么他下面的一定是很不错的。
And the remainder of their life.
但是事实给我们看见怎么样呢？
But reality, what did it show us?
当他们从埃及出来的时候呢？
After they had come out of Egypt.
是刚强，满有力量。
Full of strength and energy.
每一个以色列人都是挺身昂首啊。
Each one with their head tall.
刚强有能力。
with strength and
courage. 但是当他们在旷野里面
But as they were in the wilderness,
哎呀，你看他们所显出是何等的软弱。
You see the weakness that they were.
到了末了的时候啊。
They're at the very end.
他们都倒闭在旷野里面。
They all fell in the desert.
除了约书亚和加勒之外。
Only Caleb and Joshua.
从埃及出来的以色列人。
All of the Israelites.
所有在二十岁以上的都倒闭在旷野里面。
All those 20 and above that came out of Egypt.
他们有好的开头。
They had a good beginning.
却不能继续下去。
But they could not carry on.
到我们的结局是哪里悲惨。
And then, what a sorry ending.
说弟兄姊妹，为着什么缘故？
Why is that, brothers and sisters?
他们不是看见神所行的那个十大神迹吗？
Did they not see the 10 miracles that God?
他们刚刚出来的时候，不是那样刚强有能力吗？
Were they not that strong when they first came?
为什么不能继续下去呢？
Why couldn't they continue?
为什么结局是那样的悲惨呢？
Why is their results so dismal?
不能够达到神的目的。
They were not able to obtain.
都倒闭在旷野的里面。
Falling in the desert.
在希伯来书第三章就告诉我们说。
There in the third chapter.
那个原因在什么地方
？Where why they fell?
不是因为他们的软弱。
Not because they were.
不是因为他们的犯罪。
Not because of their sin.
亲爱的兄姊妹，一个最主要的原因。
The major reason.
那个根本的原因。
The basic reason.
为了什么缘故
？Why?
是因为他们不相信。是
因为
不信的恶心呢，因为他们不相信神的缘故，所以他们是不能讨神喜欢，都倒闭在旷野里头，没有一个好的结局，特别是青年弟兄姊妹，也许你们刚刚得救是很好。
Perhaps you've just been converted.
你们现在情形也还不错啊。
And your present situation.
但是你们能不能继续下去？
But can you continue?
到末了结局如何？
What will be the result?
能不能达到神的目的？
Will you be able to obtain the standard of?
亲爱的兄姊妹，
dear brothers,
这是非常难说的一件事。
This is something very hard to.
那个秘诀在什么地方？
Where's the secret?
那个关键在什么地方？
Where's the connection?
不是你刚强软弱的问题。
It's not.If whether you're strong or weak,
也不是遇到你有这个试探那个试探的问题
or because you in had this temptation or that,
甚至也不是遇到犯遇到罪的问题
and it's certainly not because of
那个关键就是信心的问题
the basic situation is your
遇到我不相信神
because you did not believe,
所以胜不过罪
so you were unable to
胜不过试探。
You were unable to,
胜不过肉体
you were unable to,
一直惹神发怒
and you're weak,
而倒闭在旷野里面
and you fell.
说弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
信心是何等重要一件事
what an important thing, faith.
人非有信
Man must have faith.
就不能讨神的喜欢
Without faith, you will not.
所以当你们把这个题目给我的时候
so when you gave me this,
我一面是非常的惭愧
One hand, I was very sorry.
没有好好的活在那那有没有好好的有信心的操练。
I did not have an exercise of faith.
另外一方面，我也知道这何等重要的一件事情。
Another aspect, I realized how important.
我要讲给你们听。
I want to tell you.
你们从开头你们得救需要信，需要信心。
When you are converted, you need faith.
你们生活需要信心。
Your life needs faith.
你们得胜需要信心。
Your victory needs faith.
我们整个基督徒一生都是活在信心的原则里面。
Our entire Christian life is lived within faith.
都行走在信心的道路上面。
Walking on the road of faith.
如果这样的话，我们就一直能够一直向前。
If we are like this, then we are able to press forward.
否则，那我们就要软跌，就要倒下来。
If not, we will fall.
所以他就劝我们说。
So he warns us.
他弟兄们务要将起初确实的信心坚持到底啊。
That we must carry on the faith that we have.
把那确实的信心坚持到底。
To press on.
不要失掉信心。
Do not lose your faith.
若是这样的话呢
？If you lose your faith,
我们就能与基督有份。
If we press on our faith,
我们就能达到神的目的 Christ,
we will obtain God's standard.
神的旨意就能成就在我们的身上
God's will be fulfilled.
那什么叫做信心
What is faith?
这个是很浅的一件事 是信，这是很浅的一件事。但是是很难说的一件事。
Yet it's very hard to say.
我用很浅的话语来跟弟兄姊妹说。
I'll use very simple language.
在约翰福音第一章就第一章第十二节告诉我们说。
There in the first chapter of John the 12th verse.
大概是一章十二节，我记不太清楚了。他告诉我们说，凡接待他的。
That as many as receive.
就是信他名的人。
That believed in his name.
他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
That he gave them power to be Jesus.
This is the end of side one. Please stop your machine at this point and turn the tape over to begin playing side two. Thank you.
主耶稣。
To receive
Jesus. 接受他的话语。
Receive the word of
God. 弟兄姊妹，这就是信心。
Ladies and gentlemen, this is faith.
本来我们是我们不接受。
Originally, we do not accept.
人家给我们传福音说主耶稣的儿子，我不接受。
Originally, when somebody told us that Jesus.
人告诉我们主耶稣钉在十字架上，担当我们的罪。
When he is the Son of God and he died for our sins on the cross.
他主耶稣的血早已经干掉了。
You say that his blood is already.
怎么能够洗净我的罪呢？
How can it cleanse of me of sin?
不能接受。
We can't accept this.
这个简直是讲的是太玄妙了。
This almost seems too simplistic.
我们说主耶稣基督从死了三天复活了。
And we talk about Jesus Christ raising in 3 days.
一个人死了还能活过来吗？
Can a person live after death?
我们说他活到永永远远。
And we not he lives for on for eternity.
他说你把主耶稣拿来给我看看。
You say bring that to me.
你给我看我就相信。
If you bring it to me, I believe.
你不给我看，我就没法相信。
If you don't bring it to me,
我们不能接受这些话。
We can't accept.
我们不能承认这些事实，这些事情。
We cannot prove.
无论我们怎样跟他们说
，No matter how we tell them,
他们都信不来。
They will not believe.
他们并不是一定是很刚硬。
It's not that they are hard.
也不一定是很乖皮。
Or that they aren't willing to listen.
他就是信不来吗
？He just can't believe.
就像你我从前一样。
Just like you and I.
我没有得救的时候，我们能相信吗
？Before we were saved.
也许你们比我老实一点。
Maybe you're a little.
但是跟你们一讲，你们就相信了。
And maybe you believe.
那是我真是没法信得来的。
At the time, I couldn't.
哪里有这样回事情呢
？How can there be?
这个主耶稣怎么生的儿子，竟然成了一个人
？How can God become man?
并且成了个小孩，睡在马槽里面。
Becoming a little child.
那么还长在一个木匠家里面，在做木工。
And living in a carpenter.
这怎么哪里有这样的事情呢？
遭
末了，死在十字架上，流出血来洗净我们的罪。
And there at the end, dying and shedding his blood on the cross.
他一个人血怎么能洗净我们这么多的罪呢
？How can one person die for all of us?
我们说他从死里复活。
We say that he raised.
信不来。
I can't.
没有办法相信。
We cannot.
很诚实，我们说我们信不来。
Very honestly, we'll have.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫相信呢
？What does it mean?
有天主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy.
那我们呢？有一天我们就接受了。
Then one day we.
哎，谢赞美主。
And we praise.
主耶稣宝血洗净我的罪。
God's blood has.
这个就是信心呐。
This is belief.
你说怎么能够这样转变呢
？How can you have such a change about?
这是很奇妙的一件事。
What an amazing story.
那么就是这样就是转变了。
It's just like.
那我自己也是这样。
I turned like that.
那么有一天的去听道的时候呢？
One day when I went to hear a sermon.
那么这个讲道的人呢，讲道的弟兄啊，
the brother that was preaching,
就讲到主耶稣钉十字架的故事。
Talked about the death of Christ.
那时候我已经在大学里读书了。
At the time I was in.
所以这些故事呢，我都知道。
I've heard the story.
我听过可能有几遍了。
I've heard it many times.
所以他讲的时候并不是很陌生的一些事情。
So it was not a strange thing.
那时候就是很特别。
But yet there was something special.
他讲的时候呢，我就很受吸引。
As he spoke, I was.
哎呀，觉得这位主耶稣实在很好。
Oh, this Jesus Christ.
他到末了钉在十字架上头。
He died on the cross.
那么悲惨。
That sorrowful.
那么残酷。
That.
哎呀，我是很同情他。
I really felt sorry.
那么毕竟到末了，他就说他死是为了你死的。
He died for you.
我没有防备这句话。
I was not ready for
this. 这句话就进到我里面来了。主耶稣死是为了我死的。从前我光知道主耶稣钉十字架。
Before I knew that God.
我从来没有想到他的十字架和我发生关系。
I never realized that the cross.
但那天呢，他好像这句话一下子进到我里面来。
That the cross would have something to do with me.
虽然是这样， 虽然是这样，但是我还没有那个得救。但是到了这个晚上的时候，或者我当时我就说一点，不多说一点。那么到末了，他就请大家低下头祷告。
Then he asked everyone to bow their heads.
在祷告的时候，他谁愿意信耶稣，谁就那个 举起手来。
He said, "Whoever wants to believe in Jesus Christ."
那时候莫名其妙，我的心呢，砰砰砰砰都跳起来了。
And I don't know why my heart just started.
这越跳越跳越厉害。
And it got worse and worse.
那时候呢，就觉得说我应当站起来。
Felt like I should stand up.
我是怎么好意思站起来呢
？I was embarrassed.
什么都的眼睛都看着我。
Everyone was looking.
我一站起来，人家岂不是要笑话我吗？
And if I stood up, everyone.
我就尽量压制我里头那个感动。
So I tried to suppress that.
那心呢，那跳得更加厉害。
But my heart continued.
这个跳到个地步，这个脸都涨红了。
Yeah, I got to the point where my head turned
off,
and sweat began.
但是我是绝不能站起来。
But I refused to stand.
哎呀，会好多眼睛啊！
Everyone would be.
我又是坐在前面。
And I was sitting up.
全场都看见我。
Everyone would see.
这么大的人站起来信耶稣。
This person.
真是太不好意思了。
Rather embarrassed.
现在压制。
So I suppressed.
压制到末了之后呢？
They're suppressing it to the very end.
结果散会了。
The meeting
当然有别人比我蒙福，他们站起来。
Others were more blessed than they stood up.
但是我是很痛苦。
But I was in deep struggle.
等会回走在路上啊，哭，痛苦的不得了。
As I was walking, I began.
我心里想啊，从今之后不要到这礼拜堂去了。
From now on, I won't go to that.
我还是换个聚会地方好了。
I must change my meeting location.
但是奇妙的很。
But amazingly.
到了晚上我就想啊，哎，我应该祷告祷告嘛。
I thought perhaps I could pray.
祷告试试看嘛。
I could give it a try.
哎，我说对，应当是应当试试看的。
I thought I should give it a try.
当然呢，那个同房间大家都做功课时，我不敢祷告呢。
Of course, those that were my roommates, they were busy with their work. I didn't want to pray.
那等他们呢都做完了功课睡觉了。And
after they had finished their work and sleeping,
我把灯也熄掉了。
And I turned out the light.
然后我就跪在那祷告。
I got down on my knees.
我想我祷告什么呢
？What do I pray?
从来没祷告过。
I've never prayed.
那个传道人说呀，祷告的时候像应当承认你自己的罪。
The preacher had told me that as you pray, confess that you're a sinner.
那我想我应当承认我自己罪吧。
So I should confess that I was a sinner.
我想我有什么罪啊
？I thought what sin do I?
我不过是20岁，刚刚出头一点点。
I had only barely begun. I was 20.
我也没有杀人，也没放火。
I didn't.Kill anyone or set any fires.
我也没做什么坏事情啊。
And I hadn't done anything wrong.
我就想我想不起我有什么罪来啊。
I couldn't think of any sin.
正在我想的时候呢
，But just as I was thinking,
忽然想起一件事情来了。
Suddenly something came.
那这是不是你错了呢？
哎，
我说这个倒是我错了。
indeed, I was.
那我就哎呀，主耶稣啊，你赦免我吧，这个是我错了。
And I asked the Lord's forgiveness.
结果又想起一件事情来了。
Suddenly I thought.
这又是我错了。
Again, I
那我只好再承认。
And again, I
一件事又来了。
Another thing.
就这样一来呀、啊。
And as it was.
就把我从小时候一直到长那么大。
Everything from a little child.
许多事情都显在我的跟前。
Everything was shown to me.
真是一件一件都显在我的跟前。
One by one, they were shown.
我所有一切得罪在家里面得罪父母亲的事。
Whether it be offending my parents in the home.
得罪我兄弟姐妹的事。
Offending my brothers.
在学校里面得罪同学。
In the school with students.
在老师跟前一些态度。
The attitude.
许许多是一件一件都显在我的跟前。
One by one, these things came.
那我看见我怎么会这么坏
？I looked. I wondered.
我从来没有想到我是这样一个坏的人。
I couldn't imagine.
我在家庭里头，我是个好孩子。
In the family, I was.
在学校里面，他们也说我不错。
In the school, they said I was.
我从来没想到我是这样败坏的人。
I never realized that.
不仅是外面所有的罪。
Not only
还有隐藏在我里面的一切一切主都给我显明出来
one by one,
那个就好像、啊、那个电影一样那个显在我的跟前
Just like a movie going
我一面在认罪
且
难过的不得了
feeling very bad,
我当然一面流泪
I began to
就在我心里最难过的时候
and at that point where I
忽然间那句话又来了
suddenly that word came to
主耶稣死是为了你死的
That Christ died for you.
这句话一进来，一进到我里面。
And as soon as this
我就又抓住这一句话
I grabbed on.
我要说主耶稣啊感谢你你死是为了我的罪死的
I wanted to thank the Lord for Jesus Christ
我还没有说出来
I hadn't said it out.
我光是啊在那里喊一个主耶稣
I had just only called Jesus
一样一样都齐备呀你需要力量吗主耶稣就是你力量你需要安慰吗主耶稣就是你安慰你需要忍耐吗主耶稣就是你忍耐你需要谦卑吗主耶稣就是你谦卑你需要得胜吗主耶稣就是得胜你需要喜乐吗主耶稣就是喜乐他是喜乐的泉源你一摸到他的时候啊
When you revive,
那个喜乐从你头一直涌流出来
it will come out
of you. 哦亲爱的兄弟们在主耶稣里面样样的齐备呀
Everything is sufficient.
不仅是我们在属灵生活上面他是我们的供应
Not only is he our supplier our spiritual
亲爱的兄弟们就在属世的生活上面
But also in our world,
就是在我们属世的生活上面
都
是我们的供应
的。
你们可能有弟兄姊妹是在学校读书的。我要告诉你们一个秘诀。当你们这个试题解不出来的时候。当你们这个问题啊，你怎么想都想不出来的时候。我劝你不要再想了。闭上眼睛，祷告，祷告。
Close your eyes and pray.
好好祷告，祷告。
祷告的莫名其妙
Amazingly after you pray
一下就想到这儿什么
解开
了 You're able to solve the problem
这是我自己的经验
This is my own
也盼望成为你们的经验
I hope it could be yours
当你们读书做得很累
When you are weary
做得很疲倦的时候
When you are tired
头脑已经那个不动了
When your brain is
眼皮已经垂下来了
And your eyelids are heavy
那你就不要再
Don't be
你也不要去跑一跑步你也不必擦冷水洗一洗脸。
In front of your bed.
我们有一位弟兄，有一位弟兄就这样。
We had a brother that.
他已经四十多岁了。
He was over 40 years old.
儿女成行啊。
His family had already grown up.
到美国来读书。
Had come to America.
他是读化学的。
He was in chemistry.
正读了只有一年的时间。
He was only here for a year.
我叫他得安慰你，拿到学位也可以，拿不到学位也可以，无所谓。
It didn't make any difference if he got a degree or not.
但是他自己说，我一定要拿到学位的。
But he said, I'm going to get a degree.
他说，弟兄们，我读的时候不容易。
Said it wasn't easy.
我已经年纪大了。
I was already quite.
赶不上的青年头脑筋那么活泼。
I could not catch up to the minds of the young.
我每个礼拜天都要去聚会的。
Every Sunday I go to service.
我聚会不是一个钟点，两个钟点。
My services aren't just one.
也不是一个上午。
It's not.
那是整个一天的时间。
But an entire day.
因为我们那个城啊，没有小城，没有聚会，没有这个中国人聚会地方。
Because in our city there were no Chinese services.
我要坐 Greyhound 到一个大的城里边去聚会。
I have to take the Greyhound into a bigger city.
上午聚完会之后。
After the morning service.
下午还有薄饼。
In the afternoon we would break bread.
那个纪念烛。纪念煮完了之后
After remember,
还有弟兄姊妹的交通
他
从上午一直到下午啊
so morning till after,
等再坐汽车回到学校里面
after taking the bus back to school,
灯啊一切都点起来了
already have to turn on,
吃个晚饭就要做功课了
after eating supper,
哎呀好多时候我请我的同学们呢那去聚会
A lot of times I would invite my fellow students.
他们呢，马上就愁眉苦脸的，就指着那个书桌上那么一摞书，那说：“你看，我还有这么多书没有读。”
And with a frown on their face, they would point to their books and say, "Look how many books I have."
我比他们年纪大啊。
I was all older than him.
但是我还要去聚会。
But I still went to school.
他说：“那我怎么能够一年能够拿到学位呢？”
How could I then get a degree in one year?
他阻碍我。
Because Jesus
给我一个房间，是一个人睡，是一个人在一个房间。
My room, there was only one person.
没有 roommate.
No one was living there.
当我读书都疲倦时候啊
，So when I was weary from reading,
我就跪下祷告
，I would kneel down,
来亲近主耶稣。
To draw close.
我这样亲近主的时候啊 哎呀，说就喜乐的不得了啊！就在那主耶稣一直流泪啊，一直在一面流泪，一面在笑，我就这样哭一阵笑一阵的。然后猛地擦一擦眼睛，起来再读书。
啊，
那个效率啊，增加好几倍。
And the results.
好几个钟点读完的书，我一个钟点把它读完。
I would be able to read very quickly.
所以还不到一年的时间，我就拿到硕士学位。
So in less than one year, I was able to get.
我也盼望你们这样学一学。
I hope that you will be able to learn.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他叫我们灵魂苏醒啊。
He asked us to be vitalized.
第二，他也是无所不知的。
He's all knowing.
无论你读化学也好，
whether you might be,
或者你读电子也好，
in electronics,
或是你读其他一方面，
or something else,
主耶稣都知道。
Jesus knows.
无论什么问题，
whatever your problem,
你都可以问他。
You could ask.
无论什么难处，
whatever difficulty,
你都可以祷告。
You could pray.
他是无所不知，
He is all knowing.
无所不能的。
He is all.
哦，亲爱的兄弟们，有这样一位宝贝的主。
With such a
precious, 这样一位丰富的主，
such a sufficient,
为什么我们不学着来依靠他呢？
Why can't we?
世上人难处没办法解决的时候，
when there's problems that man cannot solve,
他们就是这样痛苦，
they're in bitter agony.
难道我们现在像他们一样吗？
Are we to be like them?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们有一位主耶稣，
dear brothers,
乃是全能的主，
we have
乃是全丰的主，
he is also,
乃是全智的主。这一位主耶稣基督，他是我们的供应啊，所以我们可以坦然无惧来到施恩宝座的跟前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做我们随时的帮助，无论你有什么需要，主耶稣都帮助我们。亲爱的兄姊妹，这就是信心，就是依靠主。
This is faith. This is reliance.
什么是信心呢？
What is faith?
第三就是顺服。
The third is to
be. 若是我们就是相信。
If we believe.
我相信主，我相信你的话。
Oh, I believe in God's word.
但你相信一下，你也不肯顺服。
If you believe, but you.
你还是那样。
You're the same.
那个信心呢、啊？那个不是真实的。
That's not true faith.
真实的信心，那个下面一个结果就是顺服。
The true result of faith is result.
实在的信心和顺服啊，是只能一件事情说的。
Work comes through your faith.
不是两件事，乃是一件事。
It's not two different.
它是一件事情两面。
It's two sides.
这面是信心。
This side is faith.
那一面就是顺服。
The other side.
只要你有真实的信心。
As long as you have.
一定有顺服的表现。
You'll have an obedient behavior.
这是希伯来书和雅各书连在一起的缘故。
This is why the book of Hebrews and the book of.
希伯来书说到信心。
Hebrews talks about.
雅各书说到行为。
James talks about works.
亲爱的兄姊妹，行为和信心呢？
Ladies and gentlemen.Behavior and faith.
实在就是一件事情。
Actually, is one thing.
我们的顺服就是这样。
Our obedience is like.
若是主告诉我们说，
if Jesus tells us,
应当一无挂虑。
If we should worry about nothing.
你相信不相信这个话呢？
Do you believe that?
就主说应当一无挂虑。
Jesus has told you not to worry.
那你是不是天天还愁眉苦脸的？哎呀，怎么办？怎么办？怎么办？现在这样子。若是你这样的话呀，你根本没有相信主的话。主既然说应当一无挂虑，我们就是这样顺服主的话。我们就是拒绝，我们不要挂虑。主说不要为了明天忧虑。你不仅为了明天忧虑呀，明年的事情都想到了。有的做爸爸妈妈刚刚生小孩，已经想到他孩子读大学怎么办？
Many parents, as soon as they have their child born, they already.
弟兄姊妹，你这样的说相信主，这个不是真的是信心呐。
Is this real faith to worry about this?
信心下面总是顺服。
Faith is a result in obedience.
那是真实信心的表现。
That is the true behavior.
那我实在是这个没有办法，这个已经时间很过去了。
Time has slipped by.
我想今天晚上我们就讲到这里吧。
We'll end with this.
还有好几方面。
Several different areas further to cover.
看看，明天
那主能不能带我们或者补起来，或者是我们就不补起来，我不知道。
Perhaps tomorrow we can cover it.
因为还要需要讲到那个这个我们的信心是怎样的信心。
I must talk about what kind of faith should our faith be.
还要讲到这个信心是怎么来的。
And how do we obtain faith?
我们所得到的信心是怎样的信心。
What is our faith?
那么还要说我们怎样得到这个信心。
How can we obtain this?
所以还有三方面我们还没有讲。
So there are three several areas there.
看看明天主给我们时间，我们能够补起来。今天晚上太晚，因为回去睡觉已经累了。
This evening is already so
far. 所以我们就讲到这里，好不好？
So we'll finish.
能不能再由哪一位弟兄姊妹带领我们一个人祷告？
Perhaps someone would lead us in prayer.